This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom inks climate deal with Brazil. ZEV truck sales increase. Trump at UNGA and lawmakers push for fair rural health disbursements. California and Brazil strike a climate smart ag pact. California and Brazil signed a new climate agreement yesterday, pledging to cut pollution, protect public health, and expand clean energy jobs ahead of November's United Nations Climate Conference in Brazil. Governor Gavin Newsom and Brazil's Environment Minister Marina Silva announced the Memorandum of Understanding during Climate Week in New York, building on California's earlier pact with 21 Brazilian states. The new partnership focuses on developing market-based carbon pricing programs, advancing clean transportation and low-carbon fuels, conserving 30% of lands and oceans by 2030, and strengthening air quality management through tighter monitoring and pollution controls. It also emphasizes nature-based solutions and biodiversity protection alongside new clean technology exchanges. Both governments say the agreement will accelerate their climate neutrality goals, 2045 for California, 2050 for Brazil, while stimulating green industries. Newsom framed the deal as global cooperation in the face of federal rollbacks. For ag, with a strong emphasis on climate smart ag, the MOU calls for joint initiatives to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and harmful pollutants from the sector and to enhance the resilience of crops and livestock to climate stressors. It proposes demonstration projects and field trials that apply adaptive techniques, efficient water use, healthy soil practices, and precision ag technologies. The agreement commits both parties to collaborate on monitoring, predicting, and controlling pests, pathogens, and invasive species. By sharing data, research, and early warning systems, the two governments hope to preempt outbreaks that could be exacerbated by warming temperatures and shifting precipitation patterns. The MOU calls for capacity building and technical exchange between CDFA and Brazilian agencies. This includes training programs, peer-to-peer learning, knowledge transfer with sustainable fertilizers and soil amendments, and regulatory alignment to scale best practices. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Nearly a quarter of the new medium and heavy-duty trucks sold in California last year were zero-emission vehicles, putting the state 2 years ahead of its clean fleet targets. According to the governor's office, about 23% of new commercial vehicles, more than 30,000 total, were battery electric or hydrogen-powered, doubling the original benchmark for this stage of adoption. State officials credit robust incentive programs, surging market demand, and improved costs for the rapid growth. On the first day the program opened, the application requests for clean truck and bus vouchers totaled $200 million in demand, while the redemptions jumped 177% between 2023 and 2024. Trump needles Europe over potential Russian tariffs. President Donald Trump used his appearance at the United Nations General Assembly in New York yesterday to cudgel the European Union into mirroring U.S. tariffs on countries buying Russian energy. Trump said, quote, the United States is fully prepared to impose a very strong round of powerful tariffs. The comments echoed those he and other officials made earlier this month, in which they call for new duties on China and India over their continued purchases of Russian oil. For those tariffs to be affected, European nations would have to join us in adopting the exact same measures, Trump added. The president also raised the EU's ongoing purchases of Russian energy when he sat down with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen later in the day. Take note, in the new analysis, Atlantic Council Deputy Director Charles Litchfield notes that Trump's ask that the European weaponize its trade policy is likely unpalatable to EU leaders. It is against their interest to be seen as so dependent on the U.S., quote, that they have no say in their commercial relations with India and China, Litchfield writes. Lawmakers seek equitable allocation of rural hospital funding. 10 Republican House members are urging Department of Health and Human Services to ensure a $50 billion program for rural hospitals goes specifically to rural health care providers. In a letter, the lawmakers also are asking for the fair distribution of funds, quote, regardless of political affiliation. The lawmakers are from states with Democratic governors. During the approval process of state applications, we urge HHS and CMS to ensure funds are distributed to rural communities with the greatest need, making rural America healthy again, regardless of political affiliation, they said. The lawmakers include Representatives Dan Newhouse and Michael Baumgartner of Washington, David Valadao, Doug LaMalfa, and Jay Obernolte of California, Pete Stauber, Brad Fedstead, and Michelle Fishback of Minnesota, as well as Juan Castamani of Arizona and Gabe Evans of Colorado. USDA gives new details on export promotion funding. USDA will launch a new trade promotion program with funding Congress allocated in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed in July. The department also has plans to create a new type of trade mission. Beginning in fiscal 26, the $285 million in additional trade promotion spending Congress authorized will go to launching the America First Trade Promotion Program, USDA says. As part of a three-pronged approach to boosting farm exports, USDA also plans to launch supplemental trade mission focused on the idea of reciprocal trade. Trade reciprocity for U.S. manufacturers and producer missions, or TRUMP missions, will maximize high-return, low-risk agriculture export prospects, USDA says. The department also plans what it describes as a more muscular approach to export financing. Advancing these programs as supplements to our existing programs ensures the health, prosperity, and security of rural America, our farmers, ranchers, and producers, says USDA Undersecretary for Trade Luke Lindbergh. Here's today's final word. I took my 3 sick days, but the next week when I got my paycheck, only 1 sick day was paid. That's Santiago, who works at an almond tree nursery. In an alert to members, United Farm Workers shared Santiago's complaint to allege that ag employers are not providing farm workers with adequate sick pay. In January, the state's 3-day paid sick leave requirement jumped to 5 days. You can read about farm worker groups pushing for exclusion pay in the Agriculture West newsletter. It's coming later this morning. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.